Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the best podcast in the world. Welcome to episode number 4 of
the Corona Crisis.
Of the survival guide. We are guiding you through these catabolic times of no gains to still make your gains. All right. As you know, we started this thing trying to make an episode per day. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, as we still have a lot of work to do, as we just have to switch loads of plans of our clients. But we are still on it, and we will give you as much as advice as possible. All right. For you to know now, this episode is going to be about ring training and how you can still train at home if the only thing you have at home and what you definitely should have at home is a set of rings, as we are definitely in love with rings, and we think this is something, if there's one tool you should have right now for your training, then it would be rings.
Yep.
As you can actually do any upper body exercise on the rings. There's no exercise you just can't do. That's it.
That's it. Was a good episode. See you next time.
Over. Bye. Yeah. For you to know, this is also going to be a little bit of an advertisement episode for rings of pull-up and dip, and especially also the famous Via Fortis rings, as we do have an code for you, strength and skills, to put in there, and then you get
10% off. 10% off.
No, that's it. And all the money that comes in from there will go into upcoming calisthenics events this year, or maybe next, a little bit on how this is going to, and as we know, as I organized loads of events myself, it's going to be hard to find sponsors in the future, and we want to help the organizers with this one, to find sponsors afterwards. So you invest, and you invest into the community, and I think that's a win-win for everyone, as you can make the gains and the events will be there and have at least a certain amount of money and stuff like that. All right. Let's get it on with the rings. As for us, it's very important that you understand why you should have them and what you can use them for, as loads of people have actually no idea how amazing they are. It's not only in the usual like bodybuilding and powerlifting scene, but also in the calisthenics community. Loads of people don't even use rings when it comes to workout, and they actually have no idea why.
Yeah. So for you to know, maybe rings are more difficult than a stiff bar, like a stiff pull-up bar, a stiff dip bar. I think everyone who tried just a support hold on rings will have noticed that it's not that easy. And if your shoulder girdle isn't stable, you will start to lose stability very, very quickly. And weighted exercises on rings are a bit more difficult, especially in the beginning, because a lot of stabilizing muscles need to work there too. But with time, especially in pull-ups, you will reach the same numbers as you can reach on a bar. If you use the pronated grip, it's a bit hard. If you supinate in the last part of the movement, some people can even pull more on rings than they can on a bar, oftentimes. And depends on personal preference usually. And on dips, if you're not used to rings, you will have to scale down the weight by 10 to 15 kilograms, maybe in the beginning, but with time, you will get better. Usually, ring dip is always going to be lower than your stiff bar dip, but it will give you a very good, a nice boost for your normal dip when you start working on P-bars again, for example.
Exactly. That's mostly it. The thing with the rings is that you definitely, it's not stable in the end. And it's a little bit like if you had a barbell bench press and then try to bench press the same weight with some dumbbells, which are definitely something you need to stabilize a little bit more. So you're definitely going to press a little less. And this effect comes in also when you use the rings, and that's the thing that's going to happen to you. So be aware of that. But in the end, you're going to profit a lot from this, as when you have to stabilize a lot your center of power, the shoulder girdle gains a lot of strength in there. And from there on, you're going to be a lot stronger in certain movements, which you're going to perform on the bar or on a barbell or some wherever you want to perform them. So if you do your pull-ups on rings, you're going to profit from that to the bar a lot. And if you do your dips on the rings, you're going to profit a lot from there. And I think definitely it's the same thing for skills. If you can hold a planche or a Maltese on rings, that's a lot more difficult than to do this on usual parallettes and stuff like that. So if you are able to do so, you're going to be a lot stronger on the stiff version of the element you're doing. So in the end, yes, this is a setback for you, but it's a setback that you can definitely use to get even stronger now. So don't see it as a setback. See it as a chance, and see it as maybe like a longer training block to develop more stability through rings, so that you profit from that in long term a lot.
And at the same time, you can give some structures that you may have overused over the last months, if you did a lot of pull-ups on a straight bar, to like do them on rings and close them in supination, to give some of your structures some time off and let them recover completely. And just maybe if you have like some problems with elbows, for example, working with rings, usually you find a way to perform them that don't hurt, and you can work around it. Use this time, if you have little niggles, little pain somewhere, to work around them and just get stronger and better and eliminate those problems that you may have been carrying with you for months or years by now. So exactly. Just see it as a chance to get better. To exercise selection, to give you some ideas, rings have the advantage that you can regulate the difficulty of your exercises very, very well without using additional weight. Meaning you can do rows, and depending on the inclination you do them in, they're going to be easier or harder. Means it's for every level. You can do them almost standing if you're a beginner. And the more you go down, the harder it gets. And when you manage to do them vertically or even with horizontally or even with feet put up and easels on top, you can A, put weight on them, B, start, for example, with pelican curls or start with front lever rows. Just see everything as a progression. With pull-ups, if pull-ups are way too easy on rings, for you can do archer pull-ups. If archer pull-ups are too easy, put one ring a bit down. I'm sure you will find a difficulty level if your ring is shoulder height. When you hang and the other ring is on shoulder height, you will feel they're so difficult. Getting 10 reps in is pretty rare. I can tell you I have like several one-arm pull-ups, and I have a hard time getting 12. nice archer pull-ups in. If I don't use my assistant's arm a lot, and if you stretch it out all the way, you will have the same, like, you won't be able to apply much force on the other arm, meaning you will have a very similar stimulus every time in comparison to when you use a loop band. What you see many people do, like, they do assisted pull-ups with a loop band. And the thing is, if you use a loop band, sometimes you pull more, sometimes you pull less. If you have a fixed object, which is a ring that's away from your body and your arm is straightened out all the way, the force you put on with that arm is going to be pretty even every time you do them. And therefore, they're easier to periodize, for example. That's just one of the advantages you have. If you do horizontal pushing, you can do normal push-ups, you can do archer push-ups, you can go down all the way, you can do handstand push-ups if you want to. Just don't hurt yourself. And for many people, it's a good way to work on the ring muscle-up, since most people can't muscle up a toe because you need space on top, and many people don't have that. With rings, you can do that. You have the full range of motion for every movement. You can go all the way up, all the way down, do raises in the full range of motion. So they're just an amazing tool. And Nick loves to use them for some shoulder health exercises too, and many bit more fancy exercises many people don't know. Do you want to talk a bit about them?
I love to. As rings are an amazing tool to keep athletes pretty good healthy. Yeah. It's not only about strength. So the longer you stay healthy, the stronger you can get. And that's why I love to implement them with our athletes. I do it a lot. Yeah. As an example, you can do support holds, but you can also stay in the support hold position and always do the ring turn out, as which is the supination of the arm on reps. So that will help to strengthen your rotator cuff a lot. And that's one way to use them for this things. Also, another great exercise for this is the hinge row, which is most of the time less people use it, but most of the time pretty much the people perform
it
in
wrong.
they perform it in a very poor way. So there are different ways to perform the hinge row, different cases how to do them. You can also do them to strengthen your rotator cuff, and you can also use them to strengthen your upper position for the pull-ups. And it always depends on how what you want to target and how you want to perform them. And there are several ways to use the rings in a very, very... So the hinge rows are an amazing exercise to strengthen anything around your shoulder girdle. And, of course, also the rotator cuff to get the rotator cuff working, or to learn a proper scapular positioning for pull-ups and all that stuff. So it depends a little bit on how you perform them and for what target you want to perform them. It's always about a little bit about the technique and all that stuff. So I see loads of people performing them not so well. So it is definitely something you should know what you want to do and how you do it, as this is a little bit about anatomics and understanding that. Yeah, they are an amazing tool, and there are several different other exercises that you can also use very, very well on the rings. As an example, face pulls are an amazing tool to strengthening the rear delts, which are most of the time pretty underdeveloped in calisthenics athletes, and you can target them there also very well. And of course, you can also with the face pulls target the rotator cuff very, very well. So this is all about how do you use it, how do you do it, and It's a lot about small details, but in my opinion, every calisthenics athlete should have a pair of rings. And not only the calisthenics athletes, I think anyone should have a pair of rings and use them in several ways. Yeah, even if it's the power lifter doing some ring push-ups to strengthening the scapular protraction, which is very underdeveloped for most powerlifters. As for a shoulder blade stability, this is also very important to be able to do a protraction, even if you don't need it in the performed movements. It's still something your body should be able to do, and so it's an amazing assistance work to stay healthy. Yeah. So the rings are definitely something that is not only for strengthening and not only for developing muscle mass and all that stuff. It's also amazing to stay healthy with your stuff.
Yeah. And they have the great, like, even if we're looking at bodybuilders, like many have, they love isolated movements, and rings give you the possibility to really, really isolate your biceps very well. You can do excellent tricep extensions on them. You can hang them extremely low, and I bet all the bodybuilders I know can do 10 reps if you put the rings all the way down. Doing tricep extension, and even if those are too easy, you can do them one arm. Have fun with them. It's a challenge. So the possibilities are like infinite. You can even do hamstring curls for hamstrings on them. So of course, leg training, you can use them to put your feet in Bulgarian split squats. You can hold onto them if you do pistol squats. But let's say for legs, they're not the best tool, but they still can be helpful. And
you can also use them for core work. Yeah, doing some the classic ab wheel stuff. You don't need the ab wheel. You can just use the rings. True. And the cool thing about it is you can do them standing, which is a very good way to learn the very low ones, as the rings do have an angle. So this is all about physics right now. Most of the time, it's about the angle when you work with the rings. So you better refresh your physics skills and make sure to hit the right angle and make it as hard as you need, but don't die. That's a very important one. So we don't want you to kill yourself on that one. But be smart. Train very, very hard. This is not about... Yeah, it's just body weight training. It can't be that hard. Yeah, come on, man. You will die. And I promise that. But it will be all worth it.
I mean, an example you can bring is just look at the people who do gymnastics. They do body weight training. Do they look buff? Yes or no? Here you go. For everyone who still doesn't believe it, just ring training is excellent. And you can do amazing stuff on it. And there is enough for everyone. So no matter how good you are, there's always something you can do on rings and make it harder.
Yeah. So get yourself some how can I say that in English? The box sack things.
I think they're difficult. Just some... I have no idea. Something you can hang them on. Usually, if you have a box sack, you have like... a little screw you can put into the wall, and there's like a ring on it, and in that ring you can hang up your rings. So I think I explained.
As these little things are definitely made for having something hanging on it, being pretty heavy and moving, and that's very important for the ring training, that you don't have just one screw in the roof. So it might happen that this will go off after a while. So make sure to have this box sack thing up there, and it will be the safer way to do so. Yeah, that's actually it. Get yourself some rings. Use our code for this one. Make sure to make your gains. And if you liked this episode, please do us the favor. Put us in your stories. Screenshot us with this one. Tag us. Send it to the friends that need it right now, as they're scared of getting catabolic and all that stuff. And yeah, get yourself a pair of rings and get it done, baby.
See you next time.